There's nothing left but bones, she said.
Look at the chest, the ribs, and the face. Shattered in places. He fell into that trap. Those gashes are from spikes.
Who is it?
Something caught his eye. He bent down and found a blackened silver chain among the bones. He lifted it out. A medallion dangled from the loop. He focused the light. The Templar seal. My bet is this is the marshal who wrote the report we've been using. He disappeared from the abbey once he learned the solution to the cryptogram from the priest Jalice. He came, figured out the solution, but wasn't careful. Sonier probably found the body and just left him here. He turned his attention away from the dead man and shone his light farther down the passage. Look at that. Cassiopeia stood, and together they saw a cross with four equal arms, wide at the ends, carved into the rock.
The Templar cross, she said.
With his flashlight, Malone traced the lettering above the cross.
Par ce signe, tu le vaincras.
By this sign you shall conquer him, he said, translating. Those same words are in the church at Rennes, above the holy water fount at the door. Sonier put them there.
He searched more of the darkness and saw that the passage ended 20 feet ahead. But before that, a metal grill locked by a chain and hasp led off into another direction.
Cassiopeia saw it too.
Seems we found it.
A rumble came from behind them, and someone shouted,
No!